This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. As COVID cases reach record high in the United States this week, the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations so far are comparatively low as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus spreads. Early data here in the United States and elsewhere suggests Omicron will have a lower hospital to case ratio than the Delta variant. Top U.S. infectious disease Dr. Anthony Fauci said at a briefing Wednesday, and COVID-19 vaccine boosters will be critical in tackling it. Fauci said it was possible a second booster might be needed, but that it was not possible to know without first determining the durability of the protection offered by the initial booster, for which there is currently no data. The coronavirus surge is currently worse in Europe and forcing governments to walk a tightrope between imposing restrictions designed to stop hospitals from becoming overwhelmed and the need to keep economies and societies open. Fearful of the economic impact of keeping so many people at home, some governments are looking at shortening the period that people have to isolate to have been who have been exposed to someone who is positive. Spain said Wednesday it was reducing the quarantine period for people who have tested positive for COVID-19 to 7 days from 10 days. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will offer his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, a diplomatic path toward the Ukraine crisis in a telephone call Thursday, according to a U.S. official, setting the tone for security talks next month. It will be the second telephone call in less than a month between the two leaders, with Biden warning Putin in early December of severe consequences if Russian troops that have amassed on the Ukrainian border attack. A senior administration official told reporters Biden will say the United States is prepared for diplomacy. The official said the U.S. continues to be gravely concerned by Russian forces near the Ukrainian border. Washington would like to see a return of forces to their regular training areas. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed the call, saying it would take place Thursday evening, Russian time. In a potential step to defuse tensions, senior U.S. and Russian officials plan to meet on January 10th in Geneva. Russian President Putin says that Russia and Belarus will hold joint war games early next year. Putin welcomed Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko's proposal to hold another round of military drills, saying they could be held in February or March. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell is facing years in prison after being convicted of helping lure teenage girls to be sexually abused by the late Jeffrey Epstein. The verdict announced Wednesday capped a month-long trial featuring accounts of sexual exploitation of girls as young as 14. Maxwell's lawyers say they will appeal and they are confident she will be vindicated. Her lawyer said she's being used as a scapegoat for crimes committed by Epstein, who killed himself in a jail cell in 2019 while awaiting trial for his own sex abuse charges. And the South Africa city of Cape Town hosted an interfaith service on Wednesday to honor anti-apartheid icon and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Desmond Tutu. The Nobel Peace Prize winner will lie in state at the cathedral in Cape Town for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, to allow mourners to pay their last respects. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced that Tutu's Requiem Mass on Saturday will be a special official funeral. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.